hope they will, but not yet.
Sam, can you hear us?
Yes, I totally can.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, I think we're ready to go.
Will you keep an eye out for Nyla as well, Mike? Hmm? Keep an eye out for Nyla.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear her through the system as she announces it.
Fantastic. Well, I will call our meeting to order at 5:32, the January 2023 meeting of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee for the City of Newport. Could I have a roll call, please?
Yeah. All right. Happy New Year, everyone. Steinberg.
Here.
Mitchell.
Here.
Cheryl Brown.
Here.
Charles Brown.
Here.
Trent.
Here.
Gonzalez Munoz.
Here.
Gahilly.
Here.
Norris. Absent. Jevasek. Moore.
Here.
Chandler. And Hall.
Yes, see him here. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Ryan got really busy at work and wasn't able to make it. And Todd is on sabbatical, or his wife is on sabbatical, and he's with her in New Zealand for the next 3 months. So both of those folks are probably going to be out for 3 months or so. And that might lead us to have further discussions both within the committee and then with staff and council about whether we can establish an alternates kind of arrangement the way some other city committees have. Because I don't want to lose either one of those folks, but it's hard when they're away for many months at a time. Anyway, thank you all, the rest of you, for being here. Appreciate that. Additions and deletions to agenda, I just want to add that there's an extra set of minutes that was not included with this packet. Were you going to pass those out separately, Mike, or are they?
That's
here?
What I didn't. So no additions because the minutes weren't completed.
They're not completed.
Yeah,
okay.
They weren't. We'll I thought they were.
We will look at them
next
time.
That's on me,
then.
So I apologize
no
for not having the December minutes done.
And I will just before we continue make bring one thing about the agenda to your attention. We're trying something new, and that is that I have put rough timetable time amounts of time on each agenda item. This is not to quash discussion, but just to sort of keep us on track. And if it looks like something is going to take a lot longer than the amount of time that Mike and I have allocated to it on the agenda, we can table and move it to next month, or we can figure out what to do. But this is roughly what we're hoping for in terms of the times that each of these discussion items will take. So just wanted to bring that to your attention before we move forward. But we can start with the approval of minutes that were included in the packet. There is one set missing from, so this is 2 months ago.
Yes, this is the November minutes,
right,
and December and January minutes.
Right, okay, that's no problem.
This is Cheryl. I don't know if we want to add it on item 7, review department's new business plan, and it said Nancy would like someone to track all the objectives. I had offered to do that, which was actually captured a few pages later.
Yeah, surprise.
So,
yeah, I think that's a good idea. Can you make that change, Mike?
Uh-huh.
Any other comments?
I motion to accept them with that one.
We have a motion to accept the minutes as written. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second from Al. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. Great. Okay. We will forge ahead then into our discussion items. We have a couple of items of business, housekeeping sort of, to do first tonight before we look at our the goals that have been now. I think we're close to final on the goals. So we're going to start with officer elections. That's the first thing we have to do in January every year. We have two officers of the committee, the chair and the vice chair. I am the chair, in case you hadn't noticed. I'm the one that talks the most, except for Mike. And the vice chair is Cheryl. I'm going to self-nominate myself for chair for the coming year again. I'm happy for there to be opponents, if anybody else wants to throw their hat in the ring. Furthermore, I'd like to nominate Cheryl for vice chair.
But But if someone else wants to do
that. So real quick, I think we need to separate them. I should have done that on the agenda. So we need to motion for you and then a separate motion for her.
Okay.
Just so we do
so
that
like
way.
A motion and a vote first.
Yeah, a motion and vote for you okay. And then a motion and vote for her.
Well, so now I've nominated myself, but that is not a motion. So if somebody else would like to make a motion.
I do want to see her campaign against somebody, so I'm open.
I would like cake. That's what I would like. I'll like
that. Yeah. Got my vote.
Hopefully it won't go for 6 votes.
I will accept a motion.
I will make a motion that Nancy continue in her El Presidente mode.
I have a motion. Second. Do I have a second? I got a second from Charles. All in favor of my continued chairpersonship of the committee, say aye.
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 Opposed? And I will abstain. I should abstain from voting. All right. Now, once again, I am nominating Cheryl. Will you accept the nomination, Cheryl, as vice chair?
Sure.
Okay. In that case, I move that Cheryl be voted on as vice chair of the committee for the coming year. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Shelley seconds. All in favor of Cheryl's continuing as vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions.
I abstain.
Cheryl should probably abstain from that vote. Great. I think we kept that under 5 minutes. Good job, crew.
But no.
Okay. The other thing that we do in January every year is that we review the sort of the job description that we have, the charge to the committee. That is included in your packet. Just to see if anybody wants to suggest any changes to it, if it still makes sense. I personally thought it did there's one exception or one thing that I want to chat with the committee about that's going to come up later as well. And I think this conversation will have to be sort of paired, but I'll save most of it for one of the future agenda items. That is the fact that we serve as the city's tree board. So years ago when we became a Tree City USA city, one of the requirements of that program is that the city has to have a tree board. And the role of the tree board is to serve as a place of a place that people can come when they are appealing a decision of city staff about removal of a tree on a city property or right of way. So sometimes people, their view is blocked, or they think that a tree on city property is affecting their sewer system or whatever. And they would like to have that tree removed. They can't just remove it themselves. If it's on city property, they have to come to the city and request for it to be removed. If they don't get the answer that they want, they will come to us. That has happened twice, as far as I can remember, in the many years that we've served as the city's tree board. I have been thinking that this is not the most effective forum for those kinds of appeals. And what I've been thinking is that it might make sense to have sort of a subgroup of this committee, maybe with one or two others, serve as a separate tree board for the city. And here's my reasoning. In order for us to be able to review those petitions as they come in, and again, it's rare, but it has happened twice, as I said, we all have to be up to speed on the ordinance and what our role is and all of that. And so I have felt kind of obligated to have a yearly training on that. From city staff to tell us this is what the tree board does, and this is what this is what your role is, this is what your your power is, this is what the rules are, and we're a busy committee and we have a lot to do, and so if that takes away from agenda time that we could be spending on other things, and then if we do get an appeal, same thing, like they come to us, and then that takes up a good part of one of our meetings that we had other stuff planned for. So I thought, given that this is a rare occurrence, and given that when it does come up, either in terms of training or in terms of an appeal, we have to take time out of our committee meetings to do it, and I don't want to keep you guys past 90 minutes. I'm really trying hard to stick to that. It might make sense to have a separate body who then, separate from us, has that yearly training and then just sort of stands at the ready to be convened at a convenient time when and if a petition does come in. So Mike is going to talk to staff, I think, and find out, well, what do we have to do to do that? Because this is a city ordinance. It's in the city code that this is what we do. That doesn't mean it's written in stone forever and ever, but there is a process that you have to go through to change that. So, I mean, I guess since I brought it up, I might as well ask for feedback now.
Are you thinking three people?
I'm thinking three people. This is kind of a lot of people also to serve as a review board of that kind, too. I'm thinking three people, and I'm happy to serve on it. And we can discuss later who else might be willing to serve on it. And I would like, if possible, I would like to have Anita Albrecht from the city involved as well, because she has expertise.
Yeah.
I don't have particular tree expertise myself, so... And then what I talked to Mike about is whether we need to find out if that constitutes a weird conflict of interest, because if somebody has come to the city, said, can you please remove this tree? City says, no, we can't remove it for whatever reason. And then a city staff person is serving on the appeal board, that might not work. But I just like to have expertise in the room when we make decisions like this.
Yeah, and I think the format, and I still haven't had a chance to talk with other city staff on this and how this might work, whether it's subcommittee, its own committee, or board. But I think no matter what, we can have a city staff member there as a liaison. They'll need to be there for a liaison purpose anyways. And so we can figure that out. But it might need to be a three-person, five-person board from this committee, and then with one or two staff members as oversight. I like the idea.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, others like that idea too. Okay, let's Mike's already is on his to-do list, but let's task Mike officially with looking into what we need to do to make that change.
It's on the record now, okay.
Yeah, it's on the record, man. Or you can hand it off. We can work on it together, Mike. It's okay.
It's fine. I'm not a problem. This can be done.
Great. Does anybody have any other comments on this mission statement, this charge to the committee document? I don't think we need an official motion on it or anything. I just want to make sure that everyone's had a chance to look at it, and you know, if we need to make any, it's pretty broad, so it pretty much covers anything that might come up, I think, that we would want to do over the course of the year. Okay. Thank you. And then the next two items we might kind of take together, 4C and 4D, and that is a review, I hope a final review of the committee's goals and the associated calendar for the coming year. So I took a zillion notes at our last couple meetings as we talked about goals for the year, and I distilled them down into what's still a draft, but hopefully after tonight it won't be, this list of 10 goals. So those are, of course, also in your packet. There's the summary table up front of 1 through 10, and then there is a second table that includes objectives within those goals, so more specific steps that we're going to take to achieve those goals over the course of the year. I will point out that number 9 refers to Tree City USA. No, that's not the one I wanted to look at. Sorry, number 5 is the one that talks about the tree board. And the way I sort of ended up wording it was evaluate other potential tree board models instead of saying, like, get rid of us as the tree board. But I think, you know, we can take it slow. But that's what that means in number 5. So just going through them top to bottom, monitor and support implementation of the Parks Master Plan. We do that every year. And then a parallel one to that is goal number 7, which is monitor and support implementation of the business plan for the department, which we talked about at last month's meeting. Number 2, work with the Parks and Recreation Foundation to secure funding for priority projects. I was very interested to see that in the newspaper today there was a little piece from the foundation, from the Friends of Parks and Recreation, sort of putting out a plea for funds for a couple of specific projects. And I would love to figure out a better way to sort of get our recommendations and our priorities from this committee to them so that they can be pleading on our behalf, too, on behalf of the priorities that we come up with on the committee for funding, too. Increase the committee's understanding of DEI issues. We've talked a little bit about diversity, equity, and inclusion on the committee, but I'd like to do more of that this year. We talked about that last time. Coordinate with other committees on items of mutual interest. We've been pretty good over the years at working with 60 Plus Center and starting this past year with the Bike and Ped Committee. And last year, we had set a goal to do this, and we didn't really achieve it, although our fiscal year isn't over yet, so we still have more time. But to talk about whether there are other groups, city committees or other groups that we should be coordinating with and sort of forging partnerships with. I talked about the tree board already. Explore ways the committee and the department can better support the city's 60-plus community, and the 60-plus center sort of gets called out separately, I think in part because it's part of the department as well, although they have their own advisory committee, so we don't cover everything that goes on there, but we should be working more closely with them, I think. We talked about the business plan already. Provide input on the department's programs and events. This was not a goal. This is a new goal based on some of the conversations we had at the last meeting, where people really wanted to have the opportunity to brainstorm about what kinds of programs and events the department should be thinking of for the future. Another new one, number 9, support urban forestry initiatives and ensure that those initiatives get incorporated into the Tree City USA program. The other thing about Tree City USA I talked to Mike about is that Tree City USA started as a project of this committee, and it's really really being led by staff at this point. Like, we don't have that much to do with Tree City USA anymore. So Todd is our Tree City USA liaison, but he hasn't even been here, so I doubt he was involved in putting together the application, right, which is due last month, I think. So I would love to forge ahead with this idea of the urban forestry initiatives we talked about last time, and that includes ivy, pulling ivy, trying to put together sort of a pilot program for pulling ivy to protect trees in Forest Park, and then also perhaps doing some kind of tree inventory. There's been a lot of talk on city council as well about urban forestry and what we can do to preserve our trees in the city. I'm not sure about the Tree City USA piece. I think it's kind of more a job of staff at this point.
It is.
I don't know. You guys have been doing a fabulous job, and we have had minimal.
Yeah, from tracking and everything that we do now year round, it's turned into a staff role.
So I don't know. The way this is worded, it's fine to leave it the way it is, but it's just. And I think our emphasis on Tree City USA and the committee doesn't have to be as big as it has been. And then finally, another new one that's been growing out of the last couple months of discussion we've had here is to work with city staff and council to develop a plan for this ADA beach access to hopefully at the Nye Beach turnaround. I'd like to keep that as a goal. And I have good news on that front, and that is that just last night, I presented to City Council on the report on the Parks Master Plan that we all looked at a few months ago and approved, and told them that the priority project that came out of that process this year was this Nye Beach turnaround. And they were enthusiastic. I think everybody recognizes that there are a lot of steps that have to take place. And in fact, I had said in my memo that I was hoping that City Council would put that as one of their priority projects for the year. And as I was sitting there, I kind of pulled back on that and I said to them, look, we don't have a budget, we don't have a number for you. We don't have a dollar amount associated with this project yet because we still have a lot of research to do. So I don't know if it makes sense for me to ask you to make this a priority for this year because I don't even know what we're asking for. I don't have a budget or a plan. And the city manager said, it doesn't need to have a budget number associated with it for us to make it a priority. If you want it to be a priority, we'll take that into consideration. So I thought that was a huge win. And I'm not even like, it was my fault that I pulled back. I probably shouldn't have, but he was the one who said, no, don't worry about it. We'll take that into consideration. So they did not have a vote, but they did hear what I had to say, and I think they were enthusiastic about the project. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, and there was a positive feedback for several council members.
Yeah.
Too,
so.
Yes.
Yay! Yeah. Here's CM going.
Hey, Nancy.
Yeah.
I've just got done talking to the guy from David's chair before I came in. We've been emailing for a couple days here. So if we could talk about that at some point.
Yes.
I think that would move us along pretty fast.
I think we're going to do that. And I'll tell you, okay. That is, yeah, it's on our calendar for very soon. I forget, maybe next month or the month after.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could.
February.
Can even move it
up. Calendar is discussed. That's going to fit right
so,
in.
So here's the other thing I want to point out about this summary table on the first page of the goals document. I also added something else new, all kinds of new things for you guys this month, and that is that we've never done this before, but I decided to put a committee lead associated with each goal, and I thought that might help.
Yeah.
That way I'm not tracking everything myself necessarily, but if I want to try to fill in that column is what I would like to try to do. I would even like to try to start that tonight. And of course, this involves a little bit more work outside of our monthly meetings, but I think it'll be worth it to have somebody who's sort of leading the charge on each of these goals. And you can look at the individual objectives that go with each goal that are in the sort of the following table. And so before you sign up to put your name in the column, what you should note is that there's also this associated calendar that I developed. This is not written in stone by any means, but what I've started to do this the last couple of years where I sort of spread out the actions that we need to take for each goal. I spread them out over the course of the year just so that we don't lose track and we don't forget and get to the end of the year and go, oh, we didn't do anything on that goal because there was never time at a meeting. So these things shift and move. We occasionally have a month where we don't have a quorum, right? And that can mess up the schedule. We frequently have a month off either in July or August where we don't meet at all. So this is not, as I said, written in stone, but what you'll see is that I've kind of spread out discussions and sort of, discussions of various aspects of each of these goals over the course of the year. So I already put Cheryl's name in the table, lucky Cheryl, because she had said last time that she was interested in leading the tracking on the business plan, that is goal 7.
Real quick, to interrupt, before you start explaining going further into this, do you want to explain potentially pulling back on the leads for these division reports? And maybe
for the liaisons.
Yeah, for the liaisons that we had set up for the divisions and maybe bringing them and shoulder. You know that discussion we had?
Yes. Yeah, I can do that. So what Mike is referring to is that, over the course of the years that I've been the chair of this committee, I've tried various ways to organize things such that all of the committee members are involved in some way in something outside of just our monthly meeting because there's a lot of work to be done, right? So it's good to share it. So, for example, one of the things that I do outside of the time that we spend together as a committee is I work on this Parks Master Plan tracking. Like, I invented that process, and then I lead it and meet with Mike and Derek Tokos in the city every year to go over the list of projects, report to city council, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd like more of that kind of involvement. So what we've tried in the past, many of you will remember this, is we've had liaisons. So just to pick on Cheryl again, just because we're friends, Cheryl was the liaison to the Aquatic Center. And so her job in that role was to meet once a year or so with the Aquatic Center director and then report back to us on what's going on there and what their needs are and that kind of thing. And that worked well, but we also want to be bringing in division heads from the department in to meet with us. Like Zach is here tonight, and hopefully we're going to get to talk to him a little bit later. And it seems a little bit repetitive, right? Like to have Keely come in and to have you meet with her, and it was a little bit messy, and it wasn't the best way, I think, to have everybody engaged. So this is, I would say, this structure, having a committee lead for each goal, would probably supersede that liaison process or structure that we had before. So that's what Mike is referring to. That's my idea anyway. So I've put my name down for 2, and I'm going to be happy to fill in the rest that don't get... all right, I'm not going to be happy. I will fill in the rest that don't get names put with them. But so we've got Cheryl. I'm kind of hoping maybe, Charlie, you would be interested in being that person for number 10, for goal 10.
Sure.
Yay. And then Nyla's still not on, right, Mike? Yeah, I'll have to get in touch with her separately. I'm kind of hoping that she might be willing to lead up number 9 because that whole sort of urban forestry dam was her idea. So I'll ask her. And I don't want to put anyone else on the spot. I was happy to put Charlie on the spot because he's raised his hand a few times, and I put Cheryl. But if anybody else either wants to volunteer now or wants to, like, think about it and get back to me, that's okay.
You can throw me in for 2 because I'm already that with Peggy.
Oh, yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Thanks, Al. 2, 3, 4. That's more than half we've already got covered.
And isn't Todd, like, number 5 already for the tree board?
Yes, he is for the moment. Now, the question is, what's going to happen with that as we move ahead?
If they're not here, we put their name on it.
So. Right. Makes me feel good to be able to fill in a box. And, Jeff, you're already our liaison for the Vision 2040, so you already have an external job, so to speak.
I could probably go for 8.
For 8, Charles? That's good, because that's who I thought of for that one, for sure. This is work. You're all falling right into my trap. Again, that leaves the DEI, the diversity, equity, inclusion piece, and the 60-plus community piece. Does anybody want to raise their hands?
Do you want me to do equity and inclusion?
I would love that.
Okay, I'm like, I don't know. Okay.
I would love that.
You know, I do want to say we could have multiple people on.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
You know, some of these are pretty big loads.
Right.
You know, on the front end, back end of the entire time. So,
right.
You know, if there's other people that want to work together, that would be.
Oh, that's true.
Would help.
All right, let's leave 60-plus open for the time being. We're going to meet with Sonia pretty soon here, I think, so.
Hey, Nancy, this is DM. Yeah. What's the ask of the parks liaisonship, or what are you going to, because I, as a counselor, I liaison to both 60-plus and Parks and Rec, so is there any way I can be, you know, bridge if you don't have someone who's, I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for specifically.
You know, that one, because it really involves liaising between two committees, it might make sense for you to be involved in that CM. I'd still like to have a committee member on that as well. And I can even be that person. That one is up my alley as well. Yeah, so what I'm asking is as you go home tonight and look over and we're going to look at this calendar too, look at the objectives under each goal and look at the calendar, just sort of internalize, when am I on the spot here to make a report? What do I need to do to move this goal forward? And if you have questions or don't know, bring it to the committee or bring it to me, bring it to Mike, and we can help figure it out. Shelley, I'm thinking maybe if you want to work with Charles on number 8, mm-hmm. That's the programs and events. Uh-huh. Kind of covers, yeah. Like, sports in my mind, okay. As well. So that might, okay. You guys could talk about sort of co-leading that one.
And how to wrangle teenagers.
And how to wrangle teenagers. Shelley does know that.
I was so excited diversity, inclusion, it was like a little one. I was like, oh, that's little. And I went to the next page. That's a big old I'm like, really? Thanks.
But I want to help with all of it. So cute. Don't panic. It's funny.
You have an equity lens, and we've
gone through.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be
and perfect. To Eva, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. The lens is finished and part of board policy now, so we could kind of use
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love for that thrust of what we're doing to culminate in some kind of training and have it be.
We have to implement.
Especially related to parks and recreation type stuff. That would be awesome if such a thing exists. I don't even know.
And I can see Ava and I working closely even with the DEI stuff, because that's going to have to be intertwined across the board. So there's going to be overlap.
Okay.
So. Could I take on another one?
Do you want to take on
the 60 plus center, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going for the chair roll here soon. Watch out, Nancy. Which one did you go for?
The 60 plus center?
60 plus.
Ah, okay.
Charlie, thank you.
Yeah.
Great. So, and then as I said, what I did with this calendar is sort of spread out reporting and discussions of various goals and objectives over the course of the year. There's going to be stuff that comes up that's not on here at all. I mean, that always happens. And we may have to move things around. But what I've got on there, for example, for February is, this may be too much for February. We'll have to see once I sort of scope it out. But to have a sort of a brainstorm session on other groups to collaborate with over the course of the year, in addition to 60 plus and bike and ped. And then we can schedule those people, those groups into the calendar if they're willing to come collaborate with us. Review the status of this ADA project. So Charlie, you'll be on the hook for that next time to talk about that. And if you want to pull in anybody here or anybody else wants to help out, please.
Is there any way we can just chat real quick before I leave today?
Absolutely.
There's an amazing opportunity that I need to talk to this man about as soon as we can. I mean, so just
yes.
Throw that out there.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And like I said, the city council was really on board, and I think that it would be good to pull in a couple of folks from last night. Like, I think Ryan Parker was very enthusiastic and had a lot of good ideas, a city councilor who works for state parks.
Okay.
So he knows a lot about what they're doing up in Lincoln City, which is helpful to have that perspective. Right, and then Jeff, I put on there for next month a update on Vision 2040. I don't know if you'll be ready or if there'll be anything to say by then. You don't have to tell me today, but
that'd be fine.
All right, great. So okay. That's Jeff's jam.
What's IPM?
IPM is Integrated Pest Management.
Ah, okay.
And that doesn't show up as one of our goals. Like I said, there's going to be things on our calendar that aren't related to our goals. But the what that is about is Mike has been working for a long time now, actually, on a new integrated pest management plan for the city. Covers the city, not just the department, is my
correct.
Understanding. Right?
It's all city functions on city
right.
property.
So currently, the rules that are in place about application of herbicides and pesticides on city property basically say, no, you can't do it. And that was a result of coming through this committee many years ago, actually. But that perspective or that approach has gotten a little bit unwieldy and untenable, especially given the staff shortages in the city. And so a lot of organizations, whether it be a city or a school district or a private nonprofit, whatever, a lot of organizations have gone to this concept of integrated pest management, which basically says, yeah, you hold off spraying as your last resort, but here are the things that you can try in the meantime to get rid of various kinds of pests. And pests can be weeds, so plant pests or also animal pests. And so Mike's been working on a plan for the city and would like our review of it. And so hopefully we'll be able to do that next month, right? So mm-hmm. That's what that means.
I'd love to. I have in March another work session with council, so I would love to get y'all's feedback so I can carry that forward into March.
Okay. And I don't need to go over all the bullets in all of the months, but you can see that I think captured appropriate number of discussions, at least to start, for each of these goals.
Are some of them purposefully repeated? Because there's
on
February and April, and then August.
Right. We thought we were gonna eliminate those. Mike and I did catch that, and we were gonna eliminate it, but they're not. They're still repeated.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Oh gosh.
I know, I don't know how that keeps sneaking in there.
I forgot to delete the February
like
one.
Literally sat at the computer and tried to fix
it. It's the February one that shouldn't be in there.
That should not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense because that is kind of a busy month.
Sorry, I missed that on my
That list. Is okay.
So it's one in April is correct.
We're going to leave it in April. The May brainstorming session is about events and programs, so that's different.
But there's an August
And then
one?
The August one, I think...
is maybe the actual
is,
meeting
is them? Is what that's what I meant is to be meeting
yeah
in August with one or more of the groups. If we decide that that's the way we want to go. So, yeah, sorry about that. That's a mistake. Okay. So, I think Mike, do we need to move these goals forward in an official manner? In other words, we do need a motion.
We do need a motion.
If we're ready, if people have other comments and questions on the goals, we can keep, we're on track. Time-wise, we're on track.
Great. This is Cheryl. I motion to approve the goals as presented.
Great, I have a motion. Do I
second.
Have a second?
Second.
I got 2 seconds. We'll go with Charlie. All in favor of approving our goals for the year as written here, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions.
Who
Great.
Was that second by?
Which Charlie.
Okay.
Great. I'm excited. This is a lot of awesome, fun stuff to talk about and to work on. Thanks, everybody. Mike, you will put these into the city system?
I will. And I will make a change on this calendar and I'll send it out to everyone.
Okay.
My apologies.
Oh, no worries. No worries at all. Very good. Okay. Goals and calendar. Check, check. So tonight we have with us Zach Kaprowski, who is the sports program coordinator for the city, and we haven't met him yet, so I asked him, or Mike asked him actually, to come in and chat with us about who he is and what he does and the kinds of programs that he's going to be running, and get ready to pepper him with questions. Zach, I think maybe if you come up here, I mean, I know it's stupidly intimidating, but please don't be intimidated.
Not guilty. With the red light on.
It won't.
Already off to a good start.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, Zach. Thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate you staying after work to do this. Why don't you just go ahead and take it away. Tell us about how. Start with how long you've been in the job.
Yeah, so I've been here about 6 months. So still pretty new. Still first kind of go around with everything. Figuring stuff out. Meeting everyone. Going through kind of the seasonal sports and everything. But a little bit about me. You know, I grew up in Arizona, but I started playing sports here in Oregon, just outside of Salem, Dallas. So that's where I really started my sports career. From there, we moved to Arizona when I was in about third grade and played all kinds of sports, but I really stuck with baseball. Baseball was kind of my one true sport that I was good at, and it was hard and it was a challenge. And I played that through college and a little bit of semi-professional baseball. And then once I was done, I was kind of, you know, what do I want to do with my career? What interests me? And you know, it was always sports. Sports, you know, gave me a lot of opportunities and a lot of chance to travel the world and meet different people. And so I was really excited about that. So from there, you know, I pursued that and went to Gonzaga for my master's in sports and athletic administration. And then kind of coming out of there, well, yes, for my undergrad degree is kinesiology. So I was still, you know, personal training, sports, physical therapy was kind of where I went. And then I really jumped on and latched on to the sports administrative side. So got my MA in sports athletic administration from Gonzaga. Took a job outside of Sacramento. COVID came, kind of shut everything down for everyone, but especially sports. You know, it was kind of a lockdown. And so during that time, I went back, did my MBA online, just so I could hopefully provide better opportunities for the kids and the programs that, you know, we'd kind of go through and provide. So from there, I kind of, you know, found this opportunity. It was really enticing. And there's a bunch of different things that brought me here and I was really attracted to about the position. You know, it was a great community. People were really welcoming when I came and, you know, visited. And I think there's a lot of geographical things around here that are great opportunities for the city, for the kids, for the programs that offer a lot of opportunities for that. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to increase value in the programs through, you know, new programming. And I'll kind of touch on those later and answer any questions you guys might have or, you know, suggestions through that. And then the facilities. I think there's a lot of great opportunities with the facilities that we have here. And then there's a lot to grow and expand on. And that's really exciting to have that already in place and then some place to go. So, I think the community involvement is a big thing that excites me about it, is the community loves to be involved. Going out and talking to people for sponsorships or, you know, to help out the kids or, you know, I've never had a problem to find coaches or people are always willing to step up, which anyone who has worked with volunteers, you know, sometimes it's not as easy as going out and sending an email or just talking to someone, you know, over coffee or something. So that's been, you know, a great opportunity. And it really helps to increase the programs when you don't have to go out and spend, you know, 3 weeks trying to find one coach. You can focus on providing some better opportunities for the kids. So that's one thing that's really exciting about the community. And, you know, some of my goals with that is to bring in new events, you know, being able to go out and talk to the community and the kids and the parents and find out what actually, you know, we want to run, what they want to run, what they want to see, not what I want to see. It's, you know, exciting because, you know, I'm not the kid out there shooting baskets right now or doing anything like that. So it's exciting to be able to, you know, have that one-on-one time and meet people. And then, you know, push marketing and get outside of Newport is exciting. You know, I want to provide these great opportunities, but I think there's a huge opportunity for sports tourism here and bringing in tournaments. You know, pickleball is a huge thing. Great age range here, you know, with a median age range of 45, it's like a prime age range, but with the 101, you have people coming up and down, traveling. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to bring in some of that, you know, triathlons, fishing tournaments, a bunch of different sports tourism, and then, you know, expanding partnerships both in the city, but also, you know, going professional teams, bringing them out for some camps, you know, different speed and training camps, really looking at a bunch of different sports and opportunities to kind of attract people and opportunities that increase the value of sports here in Newport, but also, you know, bring people to the town and help support the community. So I think that's there's some really great things. And then, you know, some of the goals that I have set, there's quite a few, but for the upcoming years is, you know, really focusing on the return of investment from the community and finding ways to, you know, bring people out here and, you know, the cost recovery of our programs. I think there's a great opportunity to, you know, really drive that home and look at new programs that don't cost a lot of time, but, you know, really increase value through, you know, use of different technologies and stuff that aren't a huge investment to start up, but can still bring a lot of value and kind of offset some of those costs for some of the programs that we have now. You know, and then providing more opportunities for people in our community through internships and volunteering. I know I've worked a little bit with some of the high school kids for volunteer hours, and that's been great. You know, huge help for me, great opportunities for them, and, you know, moving forward for them professionally. I think that's a great opportunity if you're interested in sports to be able to say, you know, you worked with these programs and, you know, in sports you get all kinds of different people. So it's really great opportunity for those kids to come out and learn. And hopefully I'm helping them as well, not just them helping me. So I'm able to provide some value with that. And then I kind of touched on technology, but I think there's a, you know, bringing in some new technology and some opportunities to better broadcast some of the programs that we have in Newport and, you know, kind of provide the MVP experience for the kids, you know, so live streaming some games. I think it's a great opportunity that if your grandparents are on the other side of the, you know, country, they can still see that, and it kind of presents the value that we've got here. And so I think there's a lot of different opportunities there and exploring that, and then continue to push, you know, inclusiveness. And, you know, removing those barriers of entry, whether that be financial or, you know, bilingual or, you know, any kind of way that we're able to provide more opportunities and get more kids involved, because one of the roles I see myself in is, you know, getting those kids excited, providing those opportunities, and then keeping them involved and going through. So we've got this week, we've got the first Volleyball Academy, which is a really cool opportunity that we've partnering with Megan Smallwood, who's the high school volleyball coach. So it's a great opportunity to kind of, from when they leave the rec center from sixth grade, it'll be sixth, seventh, and eighth. So it's kind of bridging that gap through middle school and hopefully keeping the girls involved as they kind of move into high school and some more competitive volleyball for us. So in a very short amount of time, those are some of the ideas and some of the things that excite me, why I came, who I am. If you guys have any questions, I'd love to answer them, or suggestions or anything. I'm more than happy to field those.
Oh, your enthusiasm is clear. Tell me more, Zach, about the high school volunteer program. Or you referred to it almost as an internship kind of program.
Yeah,
what are they doing? What are some of the kids doing?
So we have, for the most recent one we had was the basketball assessment. So that's where we kind of break up the teams. All the kids come out, and it's somewhat of a tryout. It's more just to gauge the skill, to make sure all the kids get, you know, equal playing time. It's equal teams, so that, you know, one team doesn't have all the best kids. And it makes it a more fun and enjoyable experience for everything. So we had Maya, she came out and helped out. And it's a huge help, just, you know, talking to the parents, getting them set in. And I'd love to explore more on that, because I think there's a lot more opportunities that we can provide, you know, in a bunch of different aspects, but especially in sports. And I think it's a great learning experience for the high school kids. And as they kind of go through, you know, different, whether it be academic programs or for college, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. And then as they go into college, you know, we've got the community college here, but there's also OSU, a bunch of different opportunities there that I had to do internships for my master's, so I know it can be very difficult to find those, mm-hmm. Especially good ones. And there's some really competitive programs. There's some, you know, really one-off programs that you can do. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there for the sports program, but also for the city to explore those internships and how we can, you know, help them and help our community as well.
I love that idea. I always love the idea of older kids helping to coach younger kids, mm-hmm. too, whenever that's possible.
Yeah. It was great, too. We had Daryl, who's the women's head coach. He came out and ran the fifth and sixth grade tryouts for the thing. It was great because the parents were really excited. The kids are obviously really excited. And we've got a youth night coming up, too, with the basketball programs, which it's great to be able to tie kind of all that in, because, you know, when you're a younger kid, you see them and playing basketball or whatever, and they're like stars. So it's great to be able to put, kind of connect the programs and run that through.
Other questions for Zach?
I just would say, not a question, but a comment. Zach's done an amazing job, as Mike does as well, partnering up. We all know our Booster Club is a force, for sure.
Yeah.
And Zach has come and immersed himself in what we're doing. Work with our people and partner with Zach on. He's been 100%, like, when is it? Give me the thing. Like, he's like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
He's super energetic. And having coached third and fourth grade volleyball this year, I've coached for a very long time and never received ever once a thank you note for doing so as a volunteer coach. And I got my first one, and I coached a lot of stuff for a long time. So really, like, that speaks a lot. So
thanks. Yeah.
It might seem like a small thing, but it was great.
I appreciate it. Yeah, huge help for you too. Yeah,
what's that?
It's a huge help having you coach. It's, you know,
no, sometimes, like I said, it depends on who you ask. But anyway, well, I enjoy you. It. I like doing it, and it isn't easy to fit it in. It's, I have a lot going on, and so just that you recognize, and not just all of the coaches, good partnerships, and truly like a go getter for sure.
Comments.
That last sports coordinator must have been a
Zach,
jerk.
I have a question.
Thank you, notes.
You're definitely an upgrade.
That last guy, boy. Who was that last guy? Oh,
I can't remember.
And I will say, I want to piggyback off. Zach has been phenomenal, and he's taking things to another level. And that's what I said on day one with him, was like, I wasn't perfect. I know Billy wasn't perfect. This is your ship. You steer it. You take it to the level that it needs to be, because constantly is growing.
So good.
And he's doing a phenomenal job.
And you are in charge of events as well, like special events?
Some, yeah. So we've got an area that I think there's also a lot of potential to grow. But right now we do surf competition and a bike race.
Yep.
And we've done some other ones, but those are kind of the two big ones. So looking at growing those as always, you know, I think those are great tourism things for the community to bring people in. And I think there's a lot of potential. Those are, I mean, great opportunities for people to travel and up and down the coast and partner with other cities and do some cool things, hopefully down the road, because I think there's a lot of potential working a lot of the coastal cities together. But yeah, special events, there's a few, and hopefully we'll add a few more as we move through.
Sure, there's a lot of questions. Oh, I was going to ask you if you had something.
I've got two already on my mind.
All right. Yeah. I know something that Charles Mitchell wants to ask you about.
What's that?
Rugby.
Oh, yeah. Very much. Me and Mike talked about it when we were, but yeah, there's definitely an opportunity. It needs to come to the coast, I think. Yeah. Just a great sport. But yeah, that was one of them. And then I had another one that came to fruition yesterday, actually. I was like, oh, that was a good idea. But yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
I'd love to, touch base and
see
what we can do. I'm always, if it's wanted, we'll find a way to make it happen.
Yeah.
Well,
I heard it.
We will be having on our agenda within the next few months sort of a brainstorming session about this exact thing. You know, what other events or activities might it be good for the department to consider? And actually, it occurs to me that it might be good to have you there at that meeting, Zach, because you already have a lot of good ideas, and it would be good for you to hear what some of the ideas are from the committee that we sort of represent on some level the community. So
I think we can loop in all of our coordinators, because we have the rec program coordinator, who's Jenny Grimillard.
Right.
And then we are shifting at the aquatic center. Our assistant aquatic supervisor is going to actually be shifted over into an aquatics coordinator, and that's going to be more targeting programming also. So that would be perfect timing to fit all three of them together.
Yeah. Excellent. Anything else for Zach? Great. Well, thank you for joining us. It was really great
to meet
you. Didn't
pepper me with too many questions.
Not the good word.
Well, you know, before you escape, let me just, I'm sure that Mike sort of told you like who we are and what we do. We're, you know, an advisory committee, sort of the voice of the community with respect to a lot of Parks and Rec stuff. If you, I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but if there's anything that you can think of that we can do for you, you know, what can we do for you? How could you use us as a sounding board or any other, you know, any other thing that we can do for you?
You know, always just having a voice to support our programs, I think, is huge. You know, coming from a sports director, I get to oversee a lot of the day-to-day things, but some of the bigger picture things, you know, I'm not privy to that or don't have as much say in it. So I'm always looking for new facilities. I think potentially tying things in with, you know, we've got the Bee City, so I think putting in, you know, planters at Betty Wheeler or, you know, at, you know, a new pickleball facility, I think that's a great opportunity to kind of tie some community different things together and, you know, add some visual aesthetics to some of the areas. But, you know, I really love partnering and looking for, you know, ways to tie some of these things together and get different community parties and members involved. I think anything like that where you might see sports could have an opportunity, I think, is exciting. And I'd love to be looped in. So, you know, feel free to email me or CC or shoot me ideas, or, you know, I'm always open to talk. But yeah, just having a voice for the programs and an eye for anything that, you know, I might be able to help out or tie in, you know, be a huge opportunity, and be really thankful for that.
Yeah, I was going to say community connections, any community connections might not
go to
the circles if there's ways there. And then Zach, is it in the last, what have you been, 6 months now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He's already got a lot of ideas for grant writing
that
he's brought forward. And so I think maybe potentially some championing on that end.
There's definitely an upcoming
one that I've had my eyes on for a while that will open in January. And I think that's a great, it's through AARP. So I think there's a lot of potential. It's for pickleball, or I mean, there's all kinds of different things you can use, but I think definitely, as Mike said, the grant writing is not something I have the most amount of time to do, running all the programs, especially during kind of the busy season. So I think that would be a huge help in, you know, securing some funding or finding some ideas that, you know, maybe we can tie together in those as well. Would be a huge help, because that's, you know, pretty time consuming when run around juggling the different sports and coaches and all that. That would be a huge help too.
Got to tie you into the Parks and Rec Foundation, the Friends of organization.
Yeah, and I've a little communication with them so far, but I definitely would love to have more and be able to, a little more involved in what I can help with.
That's a good match right there. Very good. Okay. Else?
Great. You.
Well, you don't have to leave. You can stay, or you can go home. Whatever. It's up to you.
Well, maybe I'll hang out for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you get to hear our very next agenda item is the director's report, and so maybe Mike will mention you. I don't know.
Bring a pillow.
Note that there is no
30 minutes.
I was going to say there is no number associated, no time associated with the director's report.
32 minutes. You guys ready?
No.
I'm reading it word for word. So Zach, I wanted to hit too far on his. I was going to say the Volleyball Academy. That's a great new program that he's implemented with Coach Smallwood from the high school. Looking forward to that. Basketball season's upon us. Youth basketball, the rec league is going right now. We have 17 teams. So that's right in there with the average of where we've always sat. When I was there and Billy, we ran the program. So Zach has definitely picked that torch up and is running with it. And then there's mention of a newsletter that Zach wants to get going to do some highlights for sponsors and highlights on players and coaches and all that. So that's something that he hopes to get to at some point in time. Park maintenance didn't get me a report. They've been very busy, even with all the rain going on, but they've been very busy. So I quickly jotted down some notes on my end. One of the big projects, obviously, is the Frank Wade large baseball field project. Everything's been graded out there by Ground FX, and our park crew is in the process of installing the fence, the new outfield fence. That was pretty much a fence that was falling off the slope, the back slope there. So we went ahead and decided to replace that. So they've been installing posts, and just got word, I think it was Thursday or Friday of last week, that all of the rest of our materials have arrived in Salem. So we're coordinating. Going to go run, make a pickup, and then we hope to be done by the end of January and have a couple 2 weeks of rest out there, quiet, before baseball season starts up. So, and then the other one I wanted to mention, this is more me. I met with the Port of Newport in person, and it started the actual discussion layout of where we're going to put the non-motorized boat signs out there. So we've identified four locations for four signs to get them off the main road into the parking area, and then we have some additional wayfinding signs to get there. So just got to coordinate with city staff and get some signs made, which should be pretty easy. So we should hopefully in the next 6 months, because it probably will be one of those projects that's going to coordinate with Public Works, so there might be some delay on sign making and whatnot, trying to fit that work into the bigger workload. Another one I'm going to steal, it's been in several of the reports, all of our rec staff, from mid-level to and up, attended the LEARN conference. And so LEARN is, the Learning Network, Learning Resource Network. I went through the training years and years ago. To become a certified program planner, and I did it when I was working for the federal government doing recreation, and it's a pretty expensive program to get in, and it's a pretty expensive certification to get. There was an opportunity where LEARN, this was the last year they were doing a virtual conference, and within that conference they were providing that certification that at basically $200 a pop for someone to actually get the certification, attend the conference and get attain the certification. Normally, a certification is an in-person class. You have to go somewhere, travel, so traveling, lodging, and then, of course, the enrollment. And it's a screaming deal that we got. And so we took the opportunity, we jumped on it, and we had 9 employees from the rec side attend. I believe we had 4 that obtained the certification and 1 that is trying to see if we can get her into the certification also. So it's kind of bringing that, it's nice. Trying to obtain one of those objective action items that's in the business plan immediately that we can strike when the iron's hot. So that was an awesome opportunity. Sonia was one. Keely from Aquatics, Jenny, Trish, and Zach. So 5. I was wrong with my numbers. 5, and then it's 6 that we're trying to get in. So key pieces that are getting in there, and some of the training and certification stuff that it addresses is pricing. So that's going to be tied in with that information into our fee schedule and revamping that. Marketing, another big piece. marketing through social media and all those different avenues, but even dissecting our guide and our activity guide. We have a meeting set for next week to review our guide and start discussing revamping and remodeling that. So there's a lot of changes that are going to come from that we have that match up within our plan and coincide with what's cool. What we need to do. And we've kind of had ideas already, but this is bringing it all together. So it's a nice little piece there. Also, 60 Plus Center, they had their free community Thanksgiving dinner. They were able to get that back up and running. And from the years and years of people that have attended the free Thanksgiving dinner, this was the best one at the 60 Plus Center ever. Sonia did a phenomenal job between coordinating, engaging with different community groups. Girl Scouts were there. Chamber, I believe it was the Eagles that might have tied in also, Salvation Army.
4-H.
4-H. and then, I don't even know how Sonia arranged this, but whoever was the kitchen manager was a chef somehow and brought the level of the food up to a whole nother level.
Oh, really?
Everybody's like, by far, best food we've ever had. Ever.
How many people?
I believe it was 80 people, and I can't remember off the top of my head how many meals were prepped and prepared.
That's 250.
For delivery.
There's 250 in the, yeah. Wow.
On the thing here.
Yeah. And then they had... Yep, and then they also provided meals to police and fire with the leftovers. And they have been eating well for days afterwards. So that was a great event. I was very excited that Sonia got that up and running and took it to another level. over at Aquatics, I wanted to point out Keely attended the a webinar for kind of fits in within DEQ and creating safe spaces in the aquatics facility. So that was a nice little training. That's an example of all of our guys staffing wise are trying to attend these and learn more. Before we start tackling a DEI plan for the department. And then she's been really working with facilitating room for the cross-country team and helping out with some of the injuries and stress off some of the athletes there. She tied in with Angel Job Corps, and then the Hillsborough swim team was over here also and utilized the facility. At the rec center, Jenny Rinalard, our rec program specialist, and myself attended the ORPA conference, Oregon Recreation Parks Association, and Jenny presented for 2 sessions at that. So, and she did a phenomenal job, and I got a lot of good positive feedback from other agencies and staff that attended those sessions, and they're very, very impressed with how and what Jenny presented. So looking forward to that. For future years, because I think that's going to kind of roll over and we'll present more and more. And I do want to say I'm presenting at NRPA next year with Barry and Dunn, who was our consultant for the rec plan. So we're even going to be in a joint presentation on the national level. So I'm excited about that and what we did with the rec plan and how we thought outside the box there. The First Step program at the rec center held its first walk and group session in November. And First Steps is the program, I don't know how familiar you guys are, but it's basically the program for individuals that aren't comfortable going into a fitness setting, that are probably overweight, and aren't comfortable and don't have that know-how knowledge to do it on their own. And so the idea for this program was they brought them in. We did it on a day the facility was closed. Did a tutorial with everyone. And then what they've been doing after that is on Mondays, on days that we are closed, they're doing these sessions in groups so they don't feel even intimidated on coming into a facility where there might be people, you know, judging them, looking at them, wondering what's going on, you know, why is this specific group in this specific program with a city staff member, you know, so it's really trying to take all those little barriers that might be out there for those individuals, removing them.
So good.
Yeah. And so it was an awesome program that Jenny and Brenda put together. It's starting out slow, obviously, first time ever running it. We had, I think, 3 or 4 people participate, but it's a good stepping stone. And we're making progress. So we're looking forward to another session. And they're already getting together to brainstorm on the next group that will come in later. And then we held our annual art show November 12th. Sold out event. We had booths in both gyms, main gym and small gym. We had a waiting list for other vendors that were interested in wanting to be on there. And then we had a great partnership with the News Times where we provided them with a booth for some of their stuff, and then they comped us just tons of marketing through their avenues, social media and everything. And that really, as it was a win, because our vendors, the idea, we used it in a small setting, but we plan to use that, jump off and do an even better marketing of our vendors, which that's what they want. So it's a win-win, and it's going to create a snowball effect for next year's. And we're actually exploring a spring art show that's never been done because of the success and the feedback we got from our vendors and participants. So, and that is my, I guess I did it in 10 minutes. Spiel.
Pretty good, Mike. Right. Questions for Mike?
Yeah, have you got any feedback on the lighting system you want for the pool specifically? Did you lock in anything with boosters and with funds from the city?
Oh, yeah. So boosters, I still haven't presented that, so I need to do a follow-up because I did talk to...
you want to do it at our Wednesday meeting.
Do what?
Finance meeting is where you'll want to do it.
Yeah. I talked with John in last month to get me on the agenda, and I think John's just... He's spread thin, and it's just crazy time, so I think he forgot. So I'll just circle back.
You didn't meet twice for 2 weeks.
Yeah, because of the holidays. Yeah. I forgot about that. So I'll circle back with boosters. We received a donation, actually, randomly out of the blue. I sent out an email promoting some of the things we're doing, and one of them was about the UV system and the Friends organization. Received a $5,000 check in the mail.
Who's that from?
It was just an individual that's a member at our facility.
Cool.
Lives part-time here and part-time in Colorado, and she wrote a lovely letter and was like, I'm all in. I want to help you guys out. And
awesome.
So that was great. We're still waiting on a grant application. We received denial from Chinook Winds tribe, but we are pursuing another grant opportunity through them. A good chance there.
But what about from the city? Weren't you trying to get something, some funds through the city matching or...
No, we fully funded on our end, but with the stipulation that we raise funds. So it's fully funded. We could pull the trigger now, but I'm not going to pull the trigger until I have more funds from raised so I can present it to Spencer.
Okay.
I've met what I promised you I'd get. So.
Cool. Awesome.
So we're getting close. I think we're sitting right around 30,000.
30?
30 that 30. We've raised and need.
You need 45, okay.
And that 30 includes the trust from Jeff?
Yep, 30 includes the trust that was recently transferred over to the Friends from Jeff's foundation that is closing down. The Newport Rotary commitment, the 5,000 private donation, and...
What Rotary commitment?
Newport Swim Team?
Yes, swim team is still in there. Rotary committed 5, but they've told me they'll do more.
Good news. Very good.
And I haven't even approached the school district, which is considering, I don't know, I'm going to talk with prior to even. Right. Yeah. So. No, no. Oh, yeah.
I'm always.
Gonna,
yeah.
So I've got to do that, too.
Great. Other questions for Mike on specific? Nope. Great.
So you need 45 and you're at 30?
I believe we're at 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Darn good.
Yeah.
Public comment. We have no members of the public present. Committee comments, which we usually don't have time for. Now we have time this month, finally. So any committee comments, any questions, comments, thoughts, things that don't fall any under any other agenda item that anybody wants to bring up?
I have a question.
Yes.
Would we be interested in hosting David's chair here and having our own chair that the public can come get from us? There's 3 chairs he's, do you want to put along the coast, and Pacific City is getting one, and Tillamook is trying to get one. And when I talked to him, he was willing to come talk to us.
You know offhand, Charlie, like what the storage requirements for it would be? Like,
so it comes in a trailer, a covered trailer.
Okay.
He said most of the places that they've done this is the fire department stores it there. And there is a $3,000 to $4,000 a year service fee on the fixing it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And he said that a lot of the bars and pubs just do fundraisers and it covers it no problem. He made it sound pretty doable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got excited. I talked to Jim Klein at Rogue Brewery. He's down for a dine and donate 25% to 30% or even.
Nice. Yeah.
We talked about sponsoring. If we get a couple places and just sponsor $1,000 a place and tie a name into it somehow, right. I guess. But
yeah. I am conceptually very much open to it. Obviously need more details.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the very near future, I was invited to attend their meeting tomorrow night, but I'm not doing 3 nights in a row, meeting-wise. But the Nye Neighborhood Association and the Nye Merchant Association, because the location, 99% sure, is going to be Nye Beach for anything access-wise, those are 2 huge partners. Even just, you know, partners we can talk about later in the calendar and bring
right,
in. Those are great
right.
groups, but we can definitely probably tie them in. I know Chamber, you know, with just the beach wheelchair discussion that I've had, Chamber is all in for helping with storage too. So I think there's a will.
He was asking, it sounds like they really want to get him set. He was asking if he could come in February and present something to us. He said they do 3 or 4 excursions a year, and he'd be willing to bring 3 chairs here and have an excursion at Nye Beach to get the public interested, to get everyone to see it,
see what it includes. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
It would be great also to, like, how would it work under the existing ramp that we have? You know, like,
yeah.
What do we need to fix?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to fix anything. People go hunting in these chairs. They go through rough, rocky terrain.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think the ramp will be an issue for...
Yeah, for those ones.
Yeah.
This chair.
Yeah.
It's the other one
that okay.
will be an issue potentially. I mean, Davis chair is 100% powered by battery operated. It's on tracks.
Yeah. It's
like an all-terrain.
Amazing machine.
Yeah, it's
my gosh, this sounds really promising.
Yeah, it does.
But how do we make this happen? How do we plumb it?
First, and let's ask them some questions.
And
then we can.
So if the guy comes to make a presentation, it shouldn't be just to us, though. Like, there needs to be other people who hear it. Right? Like, I want Derek Tokos to hear it. I want Spencer to hear it.
Oh, there would be an invite.
Like,
yeah, I would definitely.
We would have to put together the right people in the room. I would want like Nye Beach Merchants Association to be there. Hopefully they'd have a little money.
Organization that would represent, you know,
already agree.
And one thing, like, so I don't know what that looks like on the adult end, but I know what it looks like at our school end, and we've got some.
Yes, they would. They should be there for sure.
Yeah, and they're a great mouthpiece.
Violet Brown, Violet.
Well, she works at Newport High, but we had a district person. Rotates through and does developmental physical education for our students. That developmental disability. I would 100% love to spread it to Bay Brown and our special education.
Yeah. And I'm working on another project program series that collaborates with the library and the Pack and Back. And it's about creating communication or connections between all of our micro communities within our bigger community.
Well, it's part of the DEI goal.
And one of them is disabilities. Mm-hmm. And we are having this. I asked Nikki Holland.
That's it, yeah.
And was she on the district level? She was the one?
Yeah, I think so.
So she just left. She left the district recently, and she's now she's heading up the ARC, which is in replacement of Shangri-La. When Shangri-La pulled out, there was that vacuum, and she's filling that gap. She's right now a one-woman show. But I talked with her because I'm working with her. Our staff's working with her and giving her space in one of our facilities.
She was our alternative PE person.
And she used to come over to our facility with the school, with the kids as the school program. Mm-hmm. But I think Nikki, she connected me with Violet. And then she also said there's somebody on the district or on the county level. That's a county employee too, not county school district, but on.
We do have a district level special education person.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome to have the county representative, the school district representative. Nikki's already worked with David's chair. She's the one that informed me of David's chair in the program because she borrowed our wheelchair, and she's the one that said, yeah, we struggled to get up and down that ramp with that beach wheelchair.
Okay.
But they had invited David's wheelchair out, and she said that the individuals that did get to use David's chair, they were, like, physically in the water. Like, oh, they weren't up on the water's edge. They were in the water.
When you watch that video, he's in the surf, and it's coming up around the chair and everything, and he just wheels right out of it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Like, that's an experience that's
– what
nobody else can
– everybody should have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It was amazing.
What's the time frame on this? Is this an April to September activity?
Oh, like when it can be used? Yeah. That's a good question. Do you have any idea, Charlie?
No idea. The way he made it sound was it was whenever.
Yeah, like year round.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe I'll talk to Spencer. Maybe even there's a joint work session between us and council with this presentation.
But I think a few other people need to be invited too, like the folks from the school district. That's a great idea.
Oh,
maybe the hospital. There might be people at the hospital. Yeah.
Is that something that seems like we could do for February? He had asked for February. That's why I'm just shooting that one out there. So
I think so. I mean, it doesn't have to be part of our meeting. We would set up something separate. I'm gonna have you and Mike connect on this after the meeting.
Okay.
Or, like, it doesn't even have to be tonight, but, like, tomorrow or something. Maybe you guys can chat, and maybe we can help fire some emails and contacts at Charlie.
Right.
And I don't know, like, who needs to be involved in planning such a meeting, Mike, but if you have ideas or can help connect Charlie with them.
Yeah, Spencer and I are meeting on Friday, and I'll bring this up.
Yeah, put it on your agenda to talk to him. This is wonderful. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Just the idea that, you know, to have another option if one was in repair or more than one person with that need wanted to access the beach at the same time, it would just be, I love the idea of having that redundancy to have that.
Yeah.
If we had the opportunity, you know, to fundraise for it or however we could get it.
Yep. Very cool. Awesome. We could get this.
And I have a different announcement when we get to that, by the way.
Say it again, CM. You have a different...
Oh, sorry. I just have a different announcement when we get to that.
Okay. I think we're ready for you.
Oh, yay. Okay. Well, hello. I just wanted to let you know, kind of like what Mike was just talking about regarding micro communities and some collaborations that are happening. The 60 Plus Center had wanted me to do a presentation prior to Newport's first Pride in September that just happened, but it didn't. It just didn't come together. However, on Tuesday, January 17th, from 2 to 4 p.m., I'm doing a presentation for 60 Plus, but it's for everyone. So they're hosting it essentially as a 60 Plus Activity Center, but it's an LGBTQ terminology in depth. So for folks who are like, oh yeah, I want to know what the right quote terms are, or how to be more hip, or, you know, oh, I want to ask this question, but I don't want to be awkward. And, you know, like that would be a really great time to either watch remotely or come in person, because both options will be available. So I just wanted to make sure folks knew that.
Thanks. That sounds like a great opportunity.
And what I'll see him, Sonia asked me apparently last month, and I lost the email in my inbox, but she brought it up in staff meeting today and sent it to me again. And it's going to be going out in an all personnel email from Spencer here in the next couple days for city staff. And what I'll do is I'll for sure get you guys and forward you guys the information that CM put together with the Zoom link and passwords and all that. But I'm actually going to talk with Spencer about maybe even offering this to all committee members across the board. So
cool.
I'll have that discussion too.
Excellent. Further committee comments, announcements? I had meant to make this announcement at the very beginning of the meeting, but I will say CM speaking reminds me that last night the new city council liaison assignments were made at the beginning of the year, and CM remains, obviously she's on the call today, but she remains our liaison to city council.
Woohoo!
Yay! Very, nice. Very excited and pleased. Yay! About that. Thank you, CM, for wanting to do it and for the awesome job that you've done so far.
I'm so glad it worked out. Yeah, me too.
I think there was a question about who our alternate is. Did we solve that?
Yes, we figured that out. So on the sheet, for some reason, two committees were awarded three council members. And
we're
two
special.
Of them as the appointee. And so that created some confusion, and I asked the question. So CM is our appointee, and then our alternate is no longer Beatrice. It is now Ryan Parker.
Ryan, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That works.
Excited to have both of them.
Obviously. Mike, do you feel pretty confident that on this chair thing that you can get a meeting done in February? My point being that we can lock this guy in for this and you can't do it for something else. We should try and get him to come in here to our committee. But if you feel comfortable that you'll get
people. I think we could do it. It might not be on this committee day, our meeting day. It might be a second meeting,
separate
in joint meeting with a work session with city council. Because they're stretched all over the place and whatnot, and plus personal and work life. So I'm thinking in that format would be best to have a joint meeting just to have this presentation done with them.
Right.
With city staff and
yeah.
All the other. So I know. I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Me too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Fabulous. Okay. Committee comments. But on that front, our next meeting will be Wednesday, February 1st, same place and time. We've already talked a little bit about what's going to be on the agenda, so we know what that's going to look like roughly. So unless there's anything else to add for the good of the order, I will adjourn us at 6:56 p.m. Thank you all.
Nancy?
Oh, yes.
Quick question. Is the March meeting going to also be March 1st then?
I believe that's how that will play out, right? March 1st, yeah.
I'll make sure to see if Ryan's available. I'm out of the country that day, so I just want to make sure that Ryan will be able to attend. So I just want to get that locked in now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, CM. Next meeting, okay, thanks.
What time?
We will make sure to give you all kinds of assignments at the next meeting. All right. Thank you all. Don't forget to turn your mics off.
Yes.